New Edgecliff Theater is getting ready to start its 16th season entitled Best Laid Plans by presenting an American classic, Bus Stop by William Inge. And joining me in the studio is Jared Doran, the director of the production. Welcome, Jared.
Thank you.
I know in speaking with you before, you had mentioned that Bus Stop is a play that you've been wanting to direct for a while. What is it that draws you to this particular play?
I think what draws me to this play is its simplicity. The storyline is very accessible and charming and endearing to audiences. I first encountered this play in college. We were working scene work and remember liking it then and had not really visited it for a long time. And a couple years ago, picked it up again and reread the play and was really touched by the characters in the play and the situations that they deal with because of its simplicity and its easy storytelling.
The playwright himself, William Inge, was one of the popular playwrights of the mid-1950s and gained a reputation as America's Midwest playwright. What do you find are the qualities that gave him that nickname?
I think it is the voice of the playwright coming through because he wrote about people that he knew and people that he grew up with. And everyone sounds real. It doesn't sound like dialogue. It doesn't sound like a play. It sounds like real people. The writing is so elegant and so simple. And all of his characters deal with very, very universal themes of needs and wants and human connection. And he captures that essence so simply in his writing and his characters throughout his several pieces that he wrote. And I think that's what touches most people. It's that homegrown kind of family feel that you recognize all of his characters in the people in your own lives.
Now, during the 1950s, this was sort of the apex of Broadway plays being made into films. Most every great Broadway play of the 1950s was made into a film, as was this one. Have you seen the film? Has that influenced you in any way with regards to what you're doing?
I have seen the film. I did not see it until after I had been working on the play for a while. Obviously, the film is a very popular film, starring Marilyn Monroe in the lead character of Cherie and Don Murray as the cowboy. But I wanted to stay away from it for a while. I wanted to gain my own kind of perspective on it. Having watched the film is a bit different than the play version. It centers more on the love story of the young couple. And there are some characters that appear in the play that don't appear in the movie. And the story shifts slightly. So while you get the essence of the play, the movie is its own entity, and you can take aspects from the movie to help guide the story along, but the play really stands on its own as its own piece.
Now, you've pulled together a very strong cast of very popular and talented local actors. Tell us a little bit about your cast.
I have to tell you, I'm extremely pleased with the cast I have. Very fortunate to be working with some of the best talent that Cincinnati has to offer. Starring in the role of Cherie is Mindy Hightouse, who was recognized by the League of Cincinnati Theaters last year for her performance in Red Light Winter, with the nod of lead actress for that. Bob Allen, who is a stage veteran of Cincinnati audiences, will recognize that name, plays my Dr. Lyman. Christine Dye, who is also another local favorite actress, plays Grace, the proprietress of the diner. And David Levy, who runs the True Theater program that you may be familiar with, is playing the bus driver, Carl. Along with that, we have some newcomers to New Edgecliff Theater. We have Tess Talbot, who plays the young waitress, Elma, and a gentleman by the name of Tyler Alessi, who I knew from my days at the opera, is studying voice for opera, but had started out initially in theater, and he plays Beau, the young cowboy, and is doing a very, very great job in transcending the opera world into the theater world. And veteran David Roth plays my Virgil, the old cowhand who's Beau's friend. And Don Volpenhayn also appears as the sheriff, Will Masters. So if you recognize those names, you know you're in for a treat because it's such a talented group of people.
As a mid-20th century American theater piece, this was a time when a lot of American school of acting methods were coming into play based on Stanislavski and Boleslavski. Do you find that acting style comes into play with regards to this show, or do you find that people are just sort of naturally falling into it because it is such a slice of Americana?
I do believe that it is such a slice of Americana that, as I alluded to earlier, it's the simplicity in the writing that it is not so deep and heavy as some other playwrights tend to write. It is all right there in the writing, and the story will come out in the writing. We don't have to go and study a character for a month to know who these characters are, because it is written so well. And the arc of the story over the course of the play is very clear. So when I look at a piece like this, that's what draws me the most, is the clarity in its writing.
For people who have been watching the theater scene here in Cincinnati, you are an up-and-coming director here in town. You've been directing quite frequently. You've directed for a number of theater companies, productions from Elephant Man to Pump Boys and Dinettes to now Bus Stop. You seem to have an eclectic resume of shows that you've directed. Is that by choice, or are you working towards sort of establishing a directing niche?
I think it's a little of both. The shows that I have had the opportunity to direct, some have been by choice, some have been offered to me. So I think it's a little bit of both. I started my career off as an actor and have moved into directing, and I quite enjoy the process of both acting and directing. I'm finding the directing work a little more satisfying, actually, than the acting work. And it's great to be able to discover different types of pieces, comparing Elephant Man to Pump Boys and Dinettes to Bus Stop, three very different styles and presentations of theater, and being able to chance to tell those stories in my way, how I would like to tell those stories, is quite rewarding for me.
If you had to look down the road and have a top three,
oh goodness,
what three shows would you be interested in directing at one point in time?
I would have to say my top three that I have kind of on the back burner that I'm considering. One would be a piece by Arthur Miller. It would be Incident at Vichy. I think that has a lot of timely themes that need to be revisited at this moment. A second one would be a small piece, one of Tennessee Williams' later works. It's called Steps Must Be Gentle, and it's a later piece. It's a smaller one-act piece that I first experienced in college as well, about poet Hart Crane and his relationship with his mother. And a piece that's not done very often. It's one of his late works, which I quite enjoy. And whichever one comes down the road next, I guess, is what I would say is number three. Those are my top two, and then whichever one's around the corner.
Well, I'd like to thank this evening's guest, Jared Doran. Thank you so much for joining us, Jared.
Thank you, Jim.
Jared is directing Bus Stop, the season opener for New Edgecliff Theater, running September 18th through the 28th at the Fifth Third Bank Theater at the Aronoff Center for the Arts. For more information on Bus Stop and the rest of the New Edgecliff season, please be sure to visit our website at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Jim Stump.